We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen in Shara Torah, Perek Tes. We're beginning a new Perek this morning. And the topic is similar to the previous one. And it says, Gam Ze Minin HaNiskar Le'el. We will be discussing here a similar topic to what we discussed in the previous Perek. So if you turn back to Perek Tes, you want to know what he discussed there. He says, Gam Ze Minin HaNiskar Le'el. This topic in Perek Ches is also what we discussed over there. In Perek Zayin. So you'd have to go back to the beginning of Perek Zayin and say, what was the topic you discussed in the beginning of Perek Zayin? And then we will know what he will be discussing here in Perek Tes. So in the beginning of Perek Zayin, it's titled, Boy Yuvoyar Goylos Char HaMachzit Bondav LeTalmud Torah, the tremendous reward one will receive for supporting his children in learning Torah, as well as the flip side, one who does not support his child. So we are in Perek Tes, the first paragraph, Va'atan Adaber Oides Yaakovino, Allah Shalom. So although this is Parashas Lech Lecha, here in Shar Torah, in Shmiras HaLoshen, we'll be discussing Yaakov Avinu. Va'atan Adaber Oides Yaakov Avinu, we know that when Yaakov left his house, his father's house, and he went to Charan, how old was he? He was 63 years old. Kepeirush Rashi, as Rashi explains. And he was 77 years old when he came to Lavan's house. So if you do the quick math, I'll pull out the calculator. There's 14 years that were missing. Where was Yaakov for these 14 years? Of course, we know the answer. But the Chafetz Chaim says, where was Yaakov for 14 years? Amru Chazal tell us, Shoya Eitzel Shem Ve'Ever. You want to know where Yaakov could have been found for those 14 years? He was in the Beis Medrash, in the house of Shem and Aver. Ralamat Sham and Beis Medrash. And he learned in the Beis Medrash. Ask the Chavetz Chaim some questions now. V'hinei l'chayr akasha al Yaakov Avinu Allah Hashalom. He says, I don't understand. This Hanhoga, the way Yaakov Avinu, he conducted himself, I don't understand what's going on. V'chizu ha'eis v'ha'ayinu l'tamu t'ayra. Is this the time to go learn? Well, what's wrong with this time to go learn? He was 63 years old. He was 63 years old. He wasn't married. He had no children. They must say, Amen, Shneim Asar Shvatim. I'll explain now what we just read. The Chavetz Chaim is asking, how does this make sense that a man of 63 years old, who knows that he is supposed to have 12 Shvatim, and he is the only one in the world that will have these 12 Shvatim, he takes 14 years of his life now to go learn Torah? Why is this the time to go learn? V'hinei imkein v'vadei mitzvah g'doylo she'yelech tegef al beis lovan k'mo yishamar lo yitzchak v'lisa isha v'lai l'sakef v'la hafri sh'atzmai v'tamat Torah av'ra s'rishona. He says that this would be appropriate for him to listen to his father, to go to the house of Lavan, get married, and have the family, and have the 12 Shvatim. But what does he do? He goes to learn for 14 years of his life. Answers the Chavetz Chaim. Well, Teretz kol ze nir lepipshitus, dehine Yaakov avinu yoda b'lavan. Yaakov knew, in regards to Lavan, Ki bevadei lo yisratz alitim lo yibitoi. Bilti she kabel over ze matana gedoyla. Kama she kosov halo yinochrius nechshadu loy. Yaakov knew that Lavan, the Rosho, the Ramai, will not be so happy to give over his daughters, Rachel at least, to marry, unless he accepts a large sum of money. As we know, that when Eliezer came, he came with all the wealth, and diamonds and gold. And when Lavan sees Yaakov, and he finds out who this man and where he comes from, he's hugging him, and really he's frisking him, and he's kissing him, but he's looking for all the gold. Maybe it's in his mouth, maybe he hid it somewhere. Lavan was the person where they coined the phrase, when you shake this man's hand, you have to count your fingers. That's the type of person Lavan was. Yadua she Yaakov Avinu nasa oni b'derech adei Eliphaz. We know that Yaakov became a poor man. He had nothing while he was traveling, because Eliphaz, the grandson of Esav, the son of Amalek, the father of Amalek, right? The son of Esav, the father of Amalek. He had a difficulty. What was the difficulty? His father, Esav, tells him, go kill Yaakov. But he grew up on his grandfather Yitzchak's lap. And Yitzchak didn't think killing was a good idea. So he has a difficulty. On one hand, I should listen to my father, thought Eliphaz. On the other hand, Yitzchak wouldn't be proud of me if I do that. So there's halacha. And Ani is chashav kemes. A poor person is as if he's dead. So said Yaakov to Eliphaz, I'll give you every single thing I have. And you are concerned you have to fulfill your father's words of killing me? It'll be like I'm dead. You'll have everything I have. Im kein bevadai yimurch lavoi detzlo yavoi this eved v'lisa v'noisav. So since Yaakov gave everything to Eliphaz, there's no question Yaakov would have to work to marry Lavan's daughters. K'mashitzivalo Yitzchak k'mashuhayil v'saif. And that's what Yitzchak told him he'll have to do, and that's what he commanded him to do, and then that's exactly what happened. They had to work for them 14 years. Now listen to this. Yaakov was afraid. Yaakov Avinu was afraid to go down to Lavan and to be with him. Ki yoda es Lavan ki ramayu. He knew this Lavan, the only thing white about him and clean was his name. But really, he was just the total opposite. You take the word Lavan, and you take the word Lavan, and you turn it around, because that's exactly who it was. He was a novel. He was an abomination. Nothing good about him. But he's the type of person, once again, who puts his arm around you, and you're a little lighter when he walks away because he just took your wallet. But you think he loves you. And we know that Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov. And we say in Haggadah, Bikish Lakar Sakol. To some degree, even worse than Paro. Lulei shelakei Avram hoya be'ezra v'yitzilo, if not to the God of Avram who saved him. V'gam beisei molei tumas trofim, even though his house is full of idolatry. V'ein b'tkoi chelamoid neged tumo rabo kazu. Yaakov would never be able to stand against Lavan and his idols. Biltis b'schus kedushas ha-Torah. Unless he prepared himself. Unless he prepared himself with the Kedushas HaTorah, with learning the Torah. But in the house of Lavan, he would not have had that ability to cling to the Torah, to protect himself with the Torah. Baal Kain, therefore, explains the Chavetz Chaim, Hikdim es atzmai v'nos etzel shem ve'ever arbes reishonah. He prepared himself for 14 years. And he ran and he hid in the house in the base measure of shame and behavior. He learned there day and night. He did not sleep a regular straight sleep. When the pasuk says and he slept in this place when he was traveling, this is the place where Avram davened and Yitzchak davened, and this was the place where the Beis Hamikdash will ultimately be. Kapir Shrashi, as Rashi explains, Balimat Kazet, Chazal tell us that for 14 years he didn't sleep a real sleep. Even though he'll be in the house of Lavan for many years, he will protect himself with the Torah. He had to be in the house of Lavan, but he needed to first protect himself. The 14 years that he went to learn Beis Shem Ve'Eiver in the house of Shem Ve'Eiver works out perfectly for the amount of years that he was working for in Lavan's house. This is a exchange for the years that he had to be in the house of Lavan. And at the end of the day, he knew with the Ruach HaKodesh he'd have to be there 14 years. Kimo sheyadua, she'iyah shahayaloi lashu lebeisai kozman shalai nolad lo Yosef. He knew that he would not be able to come back to his house until Yosef Tzadik was born. Kihul kelahava beis esav lekash, because Yosef is that power, is like this flame. And esav is like the straw. Kimo shekotzav, the pasuk tells us, v'ika asher yolda Rachel es Yosef. After Rachel gave birth to Yosef, then Yaakov said, "Shalcheni ve'elcho, send me now, go." Kapir Shrashi v'yadua, she Yosef noilad bezman shnas arbasar. Yosef was born in the 14th year. Yosef was born in the 14th year that Yaakov was by loving for. As it says in the pasuk of Anaticha, arba say shana b'shtei v'naisecha, I worked 14 years for both of your daughters. That's why Yaakov learned basmada rabba, but not bringing himself to a real sleep. For 14 years straight he learned. In order that these 14 years of learning should protect himself for the 14 years he has to be the Beis Lavan. Says now the Chofetz Chaim. We mention on a regular basis the merits of our forefathers. How can we mention their merits if we don't follow in their footsteps? We had to go in the footsteps of our forefather Yaakov. V'chol av yire lahargil b'noi l'toyro v'le mitzvahis kol eis ha'yois ha'ben al shulchanoi. Every father has to see to it to educate his child, his children, while the children are still within his on his table, meaning under his jurisdiction, to educate the children to learn Torah. He says V'ad Shnas Esrim V'achas, until the 21st year of his life. And at that point in time, when we know the Chofetz Chaim was writing in a generation when the Jewish children were pulled out to serve in the Russian army. Here he says if he had to go out to the army, at the time he'll be in the army, he won't have time to learn. Nonetheless, however, the Kedushas HaTorah, the Kedushas HaTorah will protect him. Shalomer Adato, that he learned until now. And the Chofetz Chaim says that in the merit, in the schus, that the person learned and prepared himself with the Limra HaTorah, Hashem will protect him and guard over him. As it's written by Yosef, Hashem es Yosef, Hashem was with Yosef. And Hashem put a certain chain, that everyone realized there's something special about this Yosef HaTzadik. And whatever job position, whatever he was position he was thrown into, he elevated to be the leader in that place. So too, says the Chafetz Chaim, Hashem would also put in the heart of the people this mindset to elevate this person who was learning and prepared himself before he went to the army. I just want to point out that the Chafetz Chaim here is mentioning how Hashem would put in the heart and the mind of the officers to make sure to protect this person who learned. It's important for us to always remind ourselves that our success does not come because of our physical strength and our charisma and our good looks. It comes because Hashem is the one who runs the show.
At the time when the person completes his years in the army, when he comes returns home, you call myself the time of a yoshev.
He won't embarrass his family when he returns back home, and he's still what we'll call the shomer Torah mitzvos. He's still following the footsteps of his fathers. Yatzlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Zeh Ba'olam. Over Zeh B'Zeh Ha'olam. Hashem will bring him success here in this world.
As Hashem did for Yaakov,
after he finished working by Lavan, as well in the world above, when a person stands strong to follow in the footsteps of the Avos HaKadoshim, of Avram, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, in the ways of the Torah and the mitzvahs, he will not be embarrassed, and he will not embarrass his parents.
Kama Shikos, as the pasuk says, as Hashem ha'amarto ha'yoyim l'yoyis l'chol l'kim l'leches b'drocha v'lishmer chukov mitzvayisov ha'Hashem ha'mircha ha'yoyim.
As the pasuk says, brings to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's talking, that the Jewish people, have chosen today to distinguish Hashem to be your God and to follow in His ways and to observe His statutes and His mitzvahs, His commandments. And today Hashem has distinguished you. For you to be the nation that is unique without parallel to Hashem your God.
Just to summarize before we stop here for today, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that Yaakov's success in the worst place a person could never have been, in the place of house of Lavan, who wanted to trick him and tried, he did trick him and he wanted to kill him. His protection came from the Torah. And that's why he specifically, before he went to Lavan, he prepared himself and he strengthened himself with the protection of the Torah. And he's telling us, we too have to protect ourselves with Limudat Torah and to make sure that when we return and go back to Shemayim, we can be people who can turn back and say, we followed in the footsteps of our father Yaakov. Have a good Shabbos.